أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا، رحمة للعالمين، أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل وسلم. والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise and glory belongs to Allah, the creator of this universe. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the best of the prophets, the best of his creation, the one who is a mercy for all of humanity, who was a continuation of the religion of Allah, who was the continuation of the line of prophethood, in which there was Jesus Christ, Abraham, Moses, Jacob, all of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon this earth. He was the last of them. Today we have come into the junction in humanity where the best of the creations of God are mocked, the best of the creations of God are insulted, the best of the creations of God are put among those people that are not even worthy of mentioning. Why is it that humanity has come to this junction? Why is it that today, whatever is moral, whatever is good, whatever is just, whatever is freedom, whatever it is that it is good in the nature of human beings, why is it that it is all corrupted today? Why are we standing here and trying to tell the people who are insulting the best of the creations? Why are we here telling those individuals who are insulting Jesus Christ, who are insulting Prophet Moses, who are insulting Prophet Ibrahim, who are insulting the last of the prophets, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why are we here telling them to stop insulting, to stop disrespecting? Why are we here to protect the honor of the best of the creations? Because there are two factors. One is we, our own selves, are to blame. That when they decided to touch the dignity and the honor of God, to make a society which is secular, in which in the movies, in the media, in the cartoons, God can be projected as a being, that he can be made fun of, that he can be associated as a being who is unjust, as a being who does not care, as a being who is looked upon as a being who is not worthy of being God. When we're living in a society where Jesus Christ can be mocked in the media, in the cartoons, in the movies, and all of the Muslims around the world, 1.6 billion or more, are staying quiet about it, that it has been going on since the 1900s. The Vatican is quiet about it. The Pope is quiet about it. Every single day Jesus Christ is mocked, insulted, but nobody says anything. After this happens, there are still more than 1.6 billion Muslims around the world who are still quiet. A handful of individuals have stood up and said that what has happened is wrong. But the rest of the people are still quiet. We do not understand the laws of the society. Under the laws of the society, if at work somebody insults me, is prejudice against me because I am a Muslim, I can take this person to the labor court and I can have this person persecuted. In the schools, if somebody is prejudiced against you on religious basis, you can have them persecuted. Then why is it those individuals like Salman Rushdie and those individuals who are insulting the Prophet and the Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, all of them are walking free without any persecution? Why do we not understand that Semitic nations or Semitic religion is actually Christianity, Judaism and Islam? Semitic nations are over 24. Why is it that the 23% of the world's population is not looked upon as a Semitic nation? Only one, less than 1% of the world's population is looked at Semitic nation and religion. Why is that? This is a wake-up call for all of the Muslims around the world, that if you are not going to protect the honor and dignity of God, of religion, of any of the prophets of Islam, this is going to happen. It will happen more and more and more and more. إن العزة لله ولرسوله وللمؤمنين. The respect and honor is for Allah, for the Prophet and the ones who are believers. This honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to be protected. If it's not going to be protected, it is going to go to the Prophet's honor, and then it's going to go to the honor of the believers. We as Muslims are disunited. We have 98 to 95% of the things common among us. Yet we are focused on those things, the 2 and 5% that are different. We have ideological differences, but that does not mean that we should be disunited or divided in sects and killing each other. This is the result of our disunity, that today atrocities like this are being committed all over the world. Even today, if you look at it, we have maybe over 100,000 Muslims that live in GTA. Today, if 80,000 people had come over here, we could have made a voice that the whole of the downtown would have heard. All of the people that are here would have heard. Well, where are those individuals? What is going on when the honor of the Prophet is insulted? When the Prophet is insulted, where are those people? We need to realize that we have to be united together. Whether you are a Shia, whether you are a Sunni, whatever sect that you happen to be, we have one Prophet, we have one God, we have one book. And we cannot remain silent on these issues. This is not a political issue, this is a religion, this is an issue of your theology, of your ideology. The light of Islam, the light of the Prophet is the most important thing for a Muslim. And if it is dishonored, then how are we going to show ourselves on the Day of Judgment in front of Allah? That we lived on that time when the honor of the Prophet was taken away and we kept silent. The whole foreign policy of US, where people are doing PhDs on it, that the foreign policy is a very complex issue. It's not a complex issue. A 5-year-old, a 6-year-old child can understand the foreign policy of USA. The foreign policy of USA is nothing more than a bully. A child understands in school that the bully is there to insult, a bully is there to put physical oppression, a bully is there because of their own inferiority, because of the things that are missing inside of them, and they are trying to take that out on those individuals. If you're going to say the freedom of speech, in that freedom of speech you can insult, you can hurt, you can do all of that, then why does the schools prosecute the bullies that are there, who are making the little kids upset and insulting them and giving them hard time? The bullies of the world now is the foreign policy of USA, and it is going to continue until the 1.6 billion, no, until all of the nations, all of the people who are religious conscious, who believe in God, who believe in Jesus Christ, who believe in Hazrat Ibrahim, who believe in Moses, who believe in Jacob, who believe in all of the prophets, stand up and say that religion is going to stay and secularism is going to go. The foreign policy of USA has to become such that they should stop bullying people around the world. God is my witness, he's listening, he's hearing, he's seeing. There is no other power, there is no other superpower other than the power of Allah. If He has given these individuals time, if these individuals are able to do all of these atrocities, it's because for a reason that with these atrocities they are going to be answerable on the Day of Judgment. They have to stand in front of the Creator and give. Let them know that you yourselves are also religious conscience, that you also on the Day of Judgment has to stand in front of the Prophet, and you can say to the Prophet that, oh Prophet, on that day when the bullies came out, when the bullies were protecting those individuals who dishonored you, we came out, we stood in front of the building of so-called superpower who has $32 trillion internal debt and over $17 trillion a debt which is foreign debt.
The country which is going down under and under, and the ones who are clinging to anything that they can get, whether it is bullying the Muslims, whether it is bullying the Christians, whether it is bullying those Jews who believe in Judaism, that we stood in front of their building and we put our voices against them and we told these individuals that if they do not stop this, that the wrath of Allah is going to come upon those nations who are mocking the prophets. Request to you all is that inside of your hearts, I'm sure you have the love of the Prophet. The love of the Prophet dictates that we all unite. The Prophet's heart bleeds when brothers are killing brothers. The Prophet's heart bleeds when people stay quiet. The Prophet's heart bleeds when the oppression is going on and the voices are not set. I urge all of my brothers and sisters who are more dear to me than anything else in this world. And for us, the Prophet and all of the Prophets are more dear than our family, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters. Regardless of what persecution, regardless of what is going to come to us, please remember that the love of the Prophet requires for us to be united, for us to be strong, for us to put a voice against oppression, for us to understand that there is only one power and that the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the greatest. And all of the Prophets that are there are just as honorable as the Prophet. If there is anything that they are going to say in the media, in the cartoons, in the movies, in the plays, anything against us, Isa, Jesus Christ, against Moses, against Ibrahim, we will stand as we stood today, as we will stand in the future for any insult that comes to the Prophet. And you should know this, that this is going to continue. It will not stop. At God, our witness, we will see the day when religion of Allah will overpower all of these oppressors and justice and peace will rule.